again, everybody. It's Billy Fairchild, a.k.a. 28, here with Podcast 28, show number 6. Hope everybody's had a good time last couple days. Hopefully you guys got some good gaming in over the weekend. I know I did. More Rock Band, more Call of Duty 4. Yes, I'm being pretty boring as far as no new games played going on. I did catch the free Undertow that came out. Not a real big fan of the camera angles on that. But it is a marketplace game. It's an arcade game, so I will give it a little credit there. And plus, it was free from Microsoft for all the problems that we had over Christmas. So I'm not going to be a little twit and complain too much about it. But I think that I would have liked to have a little bit better of a game. But what can you do? Can't complain when it's free. I'm up to, I think it's, level 31 on COD multiplayer. I'm immersed in that game. It sucks because it's killing all my other games. It's killing my gamer score. It's totally flatlined. I gotta change that. Hopefully next week. I got a lot of going on. So I don't know when I'll be able to get that gamer score popping again. So if you definitely want to win a free live subscription and not have to worry about one person getting any points in the gamer score challenge, you can definitely still join ours by going to the blog and getting the link, because I'm not going to be a factor. We only need 7 more people for the launch so we can get that going. Got a couple guys in there, so that's good, including myself. So hopefully it'll start to fill out and we'll be able to get it launched and somebody will walk away with a free live subscription for the year. That'd be kind of cool. The other day Saturday or Sunday, I seen that Best Buy had, BioShock for the 360 for $39.99, and I didn't go get it. I should've. I thought it started on Sunday, and they happened to have it on Saturday, but I was mistaken. It ended on Sunday, I guess, because I can't find it anywhere on their website for under $59.99. So I kind of got didn't take advantage of that, and now I'm gonna have to pay $59.99 if I want it or pick it up used. But I'm gonna wait right now since I already have enough games going on right now anyway. But I'm actually looking at another thing. I've been transporting my 360 from my bedroom where I usually play it. When I play single player and multiplayer by myself. But when I have, my cousins come over and friends come over and whatnot and we jam out Rock Band, I always move it into the living room where the bigger TV is, the 42 inch, LCD. Instead of my smaller 27 inch, which is for reasons everybody should already know. But I'm looking at getting the wireless adapter because I'm tired of not having any internet access when I'm out in the living room, because I'm too lazy to run an Ethernet cable through the basement and all that good stuff and get into that. So my question is, if anybody out there has any experience with the wireless adapter, are there any connectivity issues? Is it easy to set up? How's the quality? Do I lose any speed? Anything like that? I just upgraded today to a 3-meg service. So I'm hoping to try that tonight after the podcast is down. I'll also be able to tell a little bit with uploading the podcast tonight, so that'll be a good go at it. But definitely wanted to see what you guys' thoughts was on the wireless adapter. Twitter me, send me a direct message, whatever. Send me an email, 28@live.com. Go to the blog, post a comment on this show's topic. Either way, it doesn't matter to me as long as you have some input and let me know. That'd be great. I also heard that if you buy BioShock right now, one of my friends was telling me, Miller Time Reg, I work with the guy, and he was telling me that I think it's EB Games or GameStop has it right now. If you buy BioShock, you get the darkness for free. But of course you got to pay $59.99 for BioShock, and I'm not really a fan of, I like to wait for them to come down unless it's a game I really must play, but I think BioShock coming into that category from all the hype it's received, and I'm slow on getting to play it. I'm pretty much afraid that I have too many games on my plate right now is the way it is, so that's kind of deterring me from going out and buying it anyway. But I heard Fallen's not that great of a game anyways. You guys are free to rebut me on that. If you want to rebut me on that, leave a comment on the blog. Tell me all about it. Now moving on to this episode. In this show, we're going to go over a little bit of some more download content in the marketplace, including the rock band songs that are coming out this week or are actually already out in the marketplace. Where you can get Halo 3 for $38 now. Some Saints Row 2 news and rumors. And on the tech side, we're going to go over some hyped up rumors of Windows 7 being leaked. A nice plugin for Google Documents, as well as some tips for adding some album art in iTunes. I've had some problems with that, with complications and stuff like that, not taking album art. I'm going to give you a couple tips on how to add that to if you're an album art buff, which I like to see the album art on my iPod Touch. It's a pretty cool little feature when it's playing. So I like to see those, so I try to add them as much as possible. And the we'll get into more about that later. We'll move on to the Xbox news first. First off, Rock Band released the Progressive Track Pack, they're calling it. It's now available, download content on the marketplace. It's including Smashing Pumpkins' Saiva, as well as cover tracks that were made famous by Coheed and Cambria and Rush, Working Man and 10-Speed. 10-Speed being by Coheed and Cambria. And there's also some big news in the Rock Band area here. They just put a release date on standalone Rock Band instruments. So it's been confirmed that individual instrument peripherals for Rock Band will start shipping to the U.S. store shelves around February 12th. So look out for that. I did hear that it's going to be a little pricey. I'd hate to see what the drums are going to cost. I'm pretty sure that the guitar is going to cost around $50 to $60. Same way with the Guitar Heroes, because why would they want to go out and spend? The only thing I can see is maybe the bass, you know, the bass frets down at the bottom. That's the only difference of going out and buying a $59.99, you know, standalone Guitar Hero guitar and using it with a Rock Band. But, so there might be a little bit of a price hike compared to the Guitar Hero guitars. I can see that standpoint of it, but I wouldn't, you know, who knows. But I did see that there's a rumor going around that somebody's seen a mic, the Rock Band microphone on Best Buy shelves already, and it's for $50, which I wouldn't pay that because I actually bought an extra mic, for a Logitech, and it was only $25. So you can get those at Best Buy, and it works great. So if you don't mind not having a Rock Band branded one, go out and get the Logitech white one. It works just as well. No problems with it. So definitely check that out. Once again, it's February 12th. They're going to start releasing those, and it's going to be pretty interesting to see what they release the drums for. I'm sure those will probably be in the $150 range, though. I could see them being $89 to $99. Because if you think about it, you know, the game, you can get all of it for $169.99, so they might even be in the $70 to, $80 range. I'm not sure. We'll see that in the coming weeks. A couple new games in the DLC as well. One of them I talked about the last podcast, was Rez HD. That ends the day. So if you want to go over and, check that out, hurry up and do that to where you can enter to win a free copy. They're giving away 50 codes for free Rez HD that came out today or tomorrow, either today or tomorrow. Don't quote me. So that came out, and as well as, Chess Master Live. So for all you chess buffs out there, that came out for you guys to check out. Next. Here's how you can get Halo 3 for $38. Best Buy's dropped the price to $38 for the lowest Halo 3. So that's a great deal. Go out and get it if you've been holding off. This is time to get it. $38, you can't beat it. Great game, great multiplayer. I'm burnt out on it. Played way too much of it. Moved on to, of course, Call of Duty. But it's a great game. Check it out. I can't imagine very many people not having played it yet, but there are some people just like with me that would say with BioShock. So go out and get it, $38. Circuit City is also offering a $10 free gift card when you pre-order Turok and Devil May Cry 4. So check that out as well if you're interested in getting those two games. You already have a plan on pre-order them or whatnot. Go through Circuit City, you get an extra $10 free on a gift card through them. So that's kind of cool too. So definitely check that out. Saints Row 2 updates. They're going to actually have some co-op and some customization going on. The Saints Row crew is making news again with the revelation of new details that will surely give fans something to look forward to. They've been circulating around the internet, but now the exact details are being given out here. They're actually going to have an online co-op mode for the title, so that's going to be a huge huge plus there. It's going to pretty much, you know, help out with the people that like the single player sandbox genre and all that. You know, it's gonna help out. Of course, they're trying to rival Grand Theft Auto. Of course, everybody knows that. So we'll see how that works. The customization options have been expanded with addition of weather effects, more responsive citizens, and vehicles of steel. They've added motorcycles, helicopters, and planes. So also, they're saying the voice of each character is customizable. So that'll be interesting to see how that all pans out. Sounds like a great game. I'm not sure if they'll ever be able to put GTA down. Of course, I don't think that'll ever happen. It's too vested. It's a great game as well. But I think that they have a good fan base too, so why not buy both games? What the heck? We'll move on to tech news. Google just introduced name-based searches on Google Maps, so definitely check that out. That way you don't have to know the actual address. You can search it by name. Make it a lot easier. Definitely a lot easier. That way you don't have to know the address in advance. You can just type in where you want to go, what you're looking for. You know, if you want to look up Alcatraz, it'll sit there and, you know, bring it up on the map instead of actually having to know the address. Next, there's a neat little tool for Firefox. It's called GDocsBar. It makes Firefox more Google Office friendly. If you're a Google Docs user, you used to keep in a separate window open or set tabs up for your document source list. And, you know, if you kill that, it'd be great. But this adds a little sidebar, and it adds the same functionality that you would find on the home screen of the Google Docs. And it puts a sidebar right in the browser, and it can be summoned and dismissed whenever you want. You know, you can take it down, close it, whatever. So that's a handy feature for everybody that uses Google Docs. A lot of people would like to see that, that's for sure. Now moving on, I talked about the iTunes album art thing. Me, I always go ahead and have iTunes search for the album art itself. It's a great feature, like I said. It's only for certain people. Some people don't care about album art. It's a waste of time. That's fine. But I like to add it itself. But sometimes, like when, say, soundtracks and stuff, they don't always get in there. So here's a little quick way to get it in there. It works flawlessly. Check it out if you're an album art buff. First off, say you have a album art that you're missing. Okay, say it's a Linkin Park. Well, first off, just go into, we'll say Linkin Park, Reanimation or whatever. It's one of the albums that I've always had with me for a while now. First off, the easiest way is to find the image. And the best way to do that, of course, our friends at Google, the image search. Go on there, or you can look at Wikipedia, all that. Amazon's also a great place for album art. Any of that. Once you found it, just right click on it and copy it. Don't save it to your hard drive because that's just a waste of space. So you can just right click it and copy it, okay? Then you can go to the song that you want to add the album artwork. Right click on it, get info, switch to the artwork tab, click in a blank box, control V, right click paste, and there's your artwork. Hit the OK button in the window, you're all done, album art's been embedded for that song. Bingo, you're done. Now you can go through that and do it for all the songs that you don't have album artwork with, and bingo, you have tons of album artwork, and everything's worked out on your new iPod, old iPod, whatever have it. You have some great album artwork. Next, the big rumors of Windows 7 download. Well, the rumors were right, but yet they were oh so wrong. There was a torrent going around that was labeled Windows 7. Well, come to find out, there is, you know, how it was leaked around torrent sites, started picking it up, started leaking it. It was getting downloaded like crazy. It was a 2.19 meg file or gigabyte file. They started opening it up and everything, and the whole thing's just an empty file. Even in the hex editor, it's complete zeros. So, complete fake. The rumors weren't true. And to be honest with you, if it was, it would just be a Vista clone pretty much right now. They haven't had enough time to fix all the bugs in Vista. Compatibility issues, all that good stuff. You gotta know that it's too good to be true. So, that's a bummer for the people that were hoping that Windows 7... you could get it. Of course, they were trying to get it for free anyway, but I guess they're still working on it, so some say. But the one going around on the internet is a waste of your time. Don't download it, and I'm sure people start adding some viruses to it. You know how that goes. So stay away from that if you can, unless you really want to. Got some deals for you to close out the show. First off, Western Digital Passport. Portable 120 gig USB external hard drive, $76, and that's at buy.com. Go check it out. It has free shipping, tax in California, Massachusetts, and Tennessee. And then we also have an Imega hard drive, external hard drive, 750 megabyte. It is the let's see here. It's the Silver Series. Yeah. It's free shipping as well for $149.99. So that's a heck of a price right there as well. Once again, tax in California, Massachusetts, Tennessee. Both of those are at buy.com. Go check them out. Put a link up on the blog. And then you can get one of those if you find that you need one. I know one of these days I'm going to eventually have to get me a external with me running off of a notebook. So hopefully these deals will still be around. They can only go down. Once again, wanna thanks for listening. Everybody that's listening, some great comments are coming in. I really appreciate it. I would appreciate it if any of you guys out there would submit a review on iTunes if you like the show. That'd be great. That way I can get some more viewers in here. Don't forget I'm on Twitter. www.twitter.com/28. Podcast already has a Twitter page. It's podcast28 after the backslash. Email us, 28@live.com. And we also have the blog, which is our main site where you can go download the podcast at podcast28.blogspot.com. If you have anything that you want to talk about, anything tech-related, just shoot me up. I'll be glad to talk at you. Have a lot of fun talking to a bunch of people. I'm always up to talk about anything tech related or Xbox related, so feel free to shoot me a line. If you want to see any improvements to the show, let me know. If you want any stories covered, you want me to pitch your website, as long as it's tech related or Xbox related, feel free to do so. Just shoot us an email or contact us any other way. Hope you guys take care and look forward to seeing you at Show 7.